Pleiadians probes are in place at all key points of the planet. You see, my friends, everything that you see in this scientific context presented to the public is a reality created for you to continue at a controlled level of knowledge. In your cool 70s, your governments had already placed a much more advanced space station orbiting Mars that was where they planned the installation of settlement areas with technological assistance of some reptilian companies. What they keeps here is only one shut up for the pseudo-scientific community of your planet. The reality that you live here, it's a reality made specifically to cover an entire scientific activity hidden by a minority. Today more than 50,000 beings are on Mars, many working in a regime militarily controlled in the implementation of the infrastructure they have planned for this new colony administered by a consortium human-reptilian. The Community Galactica is monitoring these activities, and the reptilians will not pass military technologies to humans associated, as this would cause a direct intervention of forces far beyond what has all reptilian colonies united. I'm understanding the logic of the Community Galactica regarding postponing until now the major natural events that should have ravaged the planet. Thy elites are just like a fire that is extinguished for lack of control options, running out of oxygen to burn. Some great ships prevented disaster intercepting solar extremely hazardous emissions, the Arcturians are still controlling some key points of the crust following guidelines, changes defined above. The geomagnetic field of the planet is diffuse, our ships sail by magnetic interaction and the system adjusts all the time to keep up with this asynchronous balance of the magnetic core. Your geomagnetic poles have not moved yet dramatically due to the control being performed by large object hovering over the southern quadrant, but this energy link between the object and the core of the planet is somehow warming Antarctica inside out and may not be used for a longer period. This artificial object is rotating at the same speed of the planet and following its orbit and axial movement of the shaft, to have no influence on the orbital behavior towards the system. We do not know exactly what are the scientific plans of Community Galactica, but I will pass the information to you whenever I get acquainted. There were some changes in the course of events during this period that I've been out of the system, and following the trends of these changes seems they decided to put your elites against the wall. Friends, although not pleasing, all I have to say again, your religious novels were left as guidelines in figurative language to ensure a line of decency and behavior of communities of thousands of years ago. The novels were rewritten by various cultures adapted to their people. The so-called Book of Revelations is all figurative language. The sequence of events that determines the direction of a society is generated by its members and not by a descriptive novel of theological submissions. All of you are now in the process of conscientization and not submission to concepts imposed by a controlling minority and distorted by thousands of changes and additions. Conscientization is the key word. Conscientization that you are part of a universe full of life, and that the best teaching is the generated by knowledge and understanding from within the soul of each of us. Video 119, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, a video 119, a July 18, 2014. I would like to know, if it is possible, the basic structure of this sick alliance between Earth elites and reptilians. Does Earthlings have any advanced, by our means, spaceships, and how many, if any, what would the sizes and performances be, so dimensions and number of crew members? I would like also know the same for the reptilians involved with Earthlings, and if they possess any mothership, their approx dimensions and forms. See, the reptilians put some technology in the hands of your scientists, such as nanostructures, cold fusion, genetic reprogramming, and quantum manipulation of some materials among other things, but cannot pass spatial ships or weapons technologies, because they are not built by them. They acquire their ships from the manufacturers programmed to obey only the brainwaves of the reptilians, because they cannot afford to do this kind of programming for themselves. It's like if you could get a plane that had a black box that only obeys a particular brain frequency. These programming and reprogramming are certified and registered in databases of Galactica Community Correspondent. If a ship is detected without its program is registered, it is considered pirate and all fleets in service in the area are notified of their presence and allowed to intercept and inspect cargo and occupants. Humans cannot get no ship of this type yet. Your scientists are still trying to get old rugged ships with technologies that can be copied. The reptilians are not fools. They never hit the front with the galactic communities, always positioning themselves within the limits of legality to suffer no penalties. They know that the more they keep the dependence of governments on your partner, the more they will get in return. The ships that are transporting equipment and personnel off the planet are flown by a crew of Grazer TM, whose brain frequency is also accepted by the control system of these ships. The reptilians have various types of spacecraft, ranging from service units with approximately 60 meters with crews between 10 and 20 components and to a mothership over 10 miles in length from 3 to 8,000 crew. The shapes vary according to the purpose of each spacecraft and they have no fixed preference for models because acquiring expensive substituted spacecraft of other fleets and to send reprogramming, therefore they have various types of ships. You could call them junk dealers, as is most of the descendants of insect societies. There are several classes of spacecraft according to the technology applied, resources and method of propulsion. Taking your basic alphabet from A to Z would be very little to sort, but just to illustrate, while humanoid societies more advanced choose spacecraft classes A through J, reptilians and insectoid use at most classes J through Z in most cases. Friends, just a reminder, the system of behavioral reality developed by your elites is very simple. Going back a little while ago, in your so-called Middle Age, your elites used as matrix to keep the mental slavery of his people the safety of the high castle walls, the safety of your churches against the forces of evil and witchcraft. Those who were not part of this context served only to be literally enslaved by force of the whip. To survive, you have always paid the protection fee imposed by elites to maintain your security. Today no longer exist the castle walls, but with control of the technology and all the energy generated on the planet, your elites keeps your societies in the same matrix before, selling the security that the pseudo-technology provides to its users. The elites now AOE enslave minds with technologies that you have to use to be part of the system, otherwise you become a disposable. Or are you an active consumer or you are nothing? Approximately 80% of your workforce is now enslaved in this way, are plugged in the matrix and if they are turned off, do not know anything else but to starve or become mental zombies. To get out of this vicious circle you need to go from mental slaves to external observers. Try to understand once and for all that this is the plan of the enemy of your conscientization. The provision of facilities must be used wisely. Does not help you have the best GPS, you do not know how to orient by a simple compass if you run out electric power. Try to imagine being out of this matrix, using the resources that the system is providing today but not exclusively depend on it to survive. While it exists, use the advantages you can. But be prepared to survive without it. If for some natural or purposeful motive power will disappear for a long period of the planet, try to imagine surviving outside this imposed system. The entire system mounted so far by your elites depends on being plugged into an outlet. They control the outlets, nature can control them and their outlets too. If electricity was free for all with independent generating units and accessible to all, thy elites would no longer have total control. Try turning off the jacks. Try to be aware that you cannot allow technological dependence enslave your minds, turning you guys into simple puppets, manipulated by your elites still dominant. For those who asked about trash and recycling in the future, I will describe a machine widely used in quantum-based restructuring of materials. Suppose you have a project of a vehicle, one of your cars for example. You instruct the machine with the details of vehicle parts, material characteristics of these parts, hardness, flexibility, colors, finishes, etc. In a chamber of the machine you will put the matter in raw materials, in bars, powder or simple scraps of these materials already used. The system will produce absolutely perfect new vehicle as the project subtracting the necessary materials from the chamber of scrap. If you miss some stuff, the system will warn you and wait for the missing item is placed in the chamber of junk. And the system warns you if you made any mistake in calculation of some characteristic of some of the pieces to optimize the operation plan for the final set. This type of production equipment works to manufacture anything that is designed, from a needle to a spaceship. As you can see, very little or no scrap left over to be thrown into the environment. For those who asked about the possibility of a perpetual motion machine, here is the answer. When you master the technology of a magnet with only one polarity, either positive or negative, and not converging parallel lines of force, such equipment will be commonplace. Another technology for this purpose is the molecular programming of materials that can generate heat and electricity only with constant molecular excitation, forever. This is the same principle with which the rays are generated in your clouds of steam, only these happen indiscriminately and are not controllable. These are some concepts of molecular quantum mechanics that you can use in the short term to solve the energy problems in the new society. The Arcturians completed the process of mapping the next tectonic changes on the planet, and as soon as I can have some details, I will communicate to you. Thanks for watching, join our channel. Be sure that you are welcome there. Captain Bill A. July, 2014 Atlanta Cop Channel. Download our new ebook or replace your PDF copy with a new updated every video.